Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of Mint and Matara's summer podcast. Hi, I'm Matara.
Hi, I'm Mint. Do you know something that we didn't address last podcast?
What?
Last episode 13, mm-hmm. was officially over the halfway point.
Yeah! I was going to say that today, that we are officially over the halfway point.
Yeah, that was last episode. Oh my God.
We can now say that we've spent a quarter of the episode, a quarter of the podcast at the moment being sick.
How exciting. What do you mean a quarter?
We were sick for like four episodes.
No.
Yeah. Well, I just stopped coughing in the night 2 days ago.
Girl, I'm glad I didn't get your COVID, even though I did get your COVID. I have still had issues with my taste, though.
Oh.
Like it hasn't, it's much better now, but it took a while to really,
to heal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, on stream now, I don't cough as much, but sometimes the other day somebody made me laugh and they kind of hit that spot where it's like a laugh that it's a cough that won't stop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh. Because like, I think that is definitely like a side of like, you know, like a, I don't know. I don't want to call it long COVID because I definitely don't have, or maybe I don't think I have that.
Oh my God.
But like sometimes if I laugh, like it'll come from my I can feel it come from my lungs and I'm just like, oh.
You're like, don't laugh. Yeah. It happens. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my gosh.
Yep. I love how we started it off another episode and we're like, COVID.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
But we are officially over the halfway mark and it's only up from here. Today's kind of a really, really fun episode. It's the Steam sale episode. We're going to be talking about different Steam games, things that we're buying on Steam sale, things that we're going to be playing.
Looking at Steam and like if you're watching, you can watch us scroll through. If you're just listening, we'll like kind of describe and talk things out so that you can, you know, not feel
you
like you're missing
feel
any
like
part.
You're with us.
Well, let's shop together.
I am ready to be shamed because I have bought so many games on Steam sale. My list of games to play and try grows bigger and bigger. And I'm sure so does yours, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure everybody else is probably the same way.
I think that is a very common thing, even for non-streamers. I think people who partake in video games will buy video games and then just not touch them for a really long time. I think that's a common issue.
I think it's also that there's always new games coming out. Then you also revisit. It's, you know, the meme. I know this is a very millennial kind of meme where there's so much stuff on TV and, you just watch The Office. Which I'm wondering what would be the anime equivalent of this.
Of The Office?
Yeah. What would be the anime equivalent? I'm asking this question to our fans of, I'm not going to watch something new. I'm just going to put The Office on for the 14 millionth time.
Oh, I think that's definitely going to be something depending
like
on the
One
person.
Piece maybe?
No, One Piece is way too long. I'm just gonna rewatch all of One Piece.
No, not rewatch. No, the thing with The Office is like people don't rewatch the whole of The Office. They'll usually just
I know. I used to know someone that would rewatch all of King of the Hill like once a year. And it would take them months. And I'm like,
King of the Hill?
I was like, you don't have enough time in between, like you finishing King of the Hill and restarting it the next year for it. Like, at this point, it feels like
a job. That is kind of funny, right? My job is just to rewatch King of the Hill.
I know.
Okay, I have this thing to say. So I feel, you know how people joke about having a always room for dessert in their stomach, right?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you with, what is it, coffee jelly and grape jelly.
Yes.
But I feel some people can quote movies like just completely. Mm. Some people will quote full movies and I don't. But then I realized that I actually have a really good brain for lyrics, for song lyrics, that I'll remember random song lyrics from forever ago.
You do.
So maybe that's my talent, but I will not remember lines from movies that I've seen maybe 3 weeks ago.
That's like 3 weeks ago. That's not a long time ago. Or that is a long time ago, rather. Like, I think with lyrics, it's much easier because you can, like, at least for me, I can remember stuff like that because it's like, or remember it more easily because it's to a tune, like. So, yeah, I don't know. It's easier that way. But I'm also the same way. Like, I'll be like, I love this part in this video game. I love when they say this, and I'll get the line wrong, even though I've played it. Yeah, or yeah. Watched even though it. You. Yeah. And I'm just
like, has that happened recently with Metal Gear?
Maybe.
What line?
I don't think it was anything particular, but I'll just be like, I love this part. I love when they say this, like the part here, but I don't remember it verbatim.
I always get this with, I think it's, what an egotistical woman.
Oh, yeah.
Did I get it right this time?
Why? What do you usually say?
I think usually I say like, oh, yeah. I think one time I said egoic woman. What an egoic woman.
I don't think that's a word. Actually, I don't even know if it's what an egotistical woman. It might be like, you're an egotistical, you know, like it might
well,
be.
Well, see, now we're not sure.
Oh my God.
Okay, without checking.
We're gaslighting.
What does Jack say about Rose? Not in the Titanic, in the Metal Gear Solid 2.
Wait, what do you mean?
What does he say about her? Is it, what an egotistical woman? What is the exact line?
It's egotistical woman, but I don't know if he says what an egotistical or you're an egotistical. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I just sometimes will misquote things that he says, just like very small, like, do it yourself. Or like,
what was that quote that I told you in Japan that was an accidental Metal Gear quote?
Oh, you were just like, why do we live, or why are we here just to suffer? And I was like, haha, Madonna! Metal Gear. And you were like, no, that's Shakespeare. You're like, that's Shakespearean. That's not Metal Gear. And I was like, girl, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Matara, but Metal Gear came before Shakespeare.
Metal Gear is timeless. That's why it transcends through the years.
Learn your history and your poetry, Matara. Jeez. But yeah, I always feel like there's some people that astonish me where they will remember just lines from movies all the time. But all then the time. I think about all the song lyrics that we remember. Think about all the calls that you remember, everything.
My brain has little capacity for this kind of stuff, though.
Yeah, because all the capacity is taken by calls and by everything else.
Nah. Oh, today, what an idol I like. She got fired.
Baby, you've had such a rough year.
I have. I give up. Well, she didn't get fired, but like she felt like she had to quit because she was just like, yeah.
Can you talk about it a little bit more? Because I actually don't know about the situation.
I am like kind of confused about it. So like, it has to do with when she was a priest.
Also, sorry, I'm having those candies. I know I just asked you a question, but remember those Ninjom candy
that
we were talking about? I'm having the tangerine lemon. It's very good.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste like?
Please continue.
Does it taste like the syrup?
No, it tastes like tangerine lemon. It's very good.
Oh, okay.
Sorry for interrupting. I thought it was interesting.
I knew you would. Anyway.
Please go on.
So it has to do with like some place that she worked at before she joined her current company. And she tried to explain to them the situation, but they like, she said that they weren't listening to her. And so they were like, this is really, she was like, if I do this, like it'll ruin my reputation. So I just felt like I had to quit or something. Wow. And I was like, so she's plans on continuing solo, but she had to quit the idol group and the company. And I'm just like,
I'm so sorry. And we talked about it before. Sorry. I did say I was better with the coughing, but I'm not cured of the coughing.
Right.
We did say, you know, obviously you love her and you love her in the group and you're probably going to support her still, but
I'm not following the group anymore. Sorry. I'm just going to be really blunt about like, I followed the group for her and on it, I like their music, but their vibe wasn't really my thing. I just followed them because of her, because I was a fan of her before she joined. And now that she's not in it, I'm like, okay, see ya. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. So
I wish I was drinking hot tea so I could slurp it.
I have some tea. Hold on.
What kind of tea? the tea is hot.
It's green tea.
Yummy. I'm so sorry. The reason I said you've had a rough year is because a lot of people that you love, a lot of idols, sorry, that you love have been graduating and going on hiatus. And we did talk about how, you know, a lot of the industry with idols in Japan. And that's kind of how that works. A lot of them graduate. A lot of them shift groups. A lot of them.
It's so especially, funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
I think especially because we've talked about this before too, that you tend to really love kind of the underdog and the kind of up and coming stuff, like people who are doing the idol journey. They're working hard. Yeah. They're doing their best. And I think because of that, those groups also have a higher chance of people leaving or disbanding because they're not at the top. They're not making the top dollars. They're not.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, baby. But
it's funny because like when I express this, I'm just like, oh, another idol that I love is graduating. I get comments sometimes, but people being like, first time. And I'm like, excuse me, I have been in this industry for over 10 years. This is not my first time. But also, I've had not one, not two, three, four, five idols that I like graduate this year. It's three. And then my Kami Oshi group, okay? So four.
So that is big. That is huge.
That's pretty. That's
in 1 year, we're talking. That's just 1 year. It hits you, it hits you, it hits you, it hits you, it hits you.
So
I'm so sorry.
It's hard. It's hard. So if you're just going to be like, first time I've had, first time I've had this VTuber graduate and this. Shut up. You don't get
it. I know the other argument too of like, well, you know, maybe she'll be happier. And yes, we know. Yeah. But also there's a certain time to things that you like, you know, that. But if for this group, no offense to them. I don't know who they are. So this is not an offensive thing. But you did say that you don't really vibe with the group. You just like the girl. So, hey, do you think she'll stay solo or do you think she'll...
I don't know. She had a pretty decent, well, I say decent. She had a, she was well respected, you know, when she was solo. But I just think, even when she joined the group, I was kind of surprised because I felt like it didn't fit her vibe either. So I was like, she's a little more Genki and the group was a little more serious. So I was just kind of like, interesting. Huh. Okay. But again, I'm a good fan. I follow you where you go. So, but that's okay, you know.
I'm sorry. Like I know. It's a rough year. It's been. I'm sorry, baby. Oh, I want to take a minute and like let you let it out.
Oh. Anyway, I'm over it. Okay. Steam sale?
Steam sale. Sasalele. I guess for the Steam sale, first I want to ask, I guess for our listeners and our current kind of fan base, are you people who still game all the time? And I will ask this because a lot of people now are getting to a point where there's games that they don't play anymore. They just watch people play them. Or they put a video of people playing the game. And I know that I'm the same. There's games that I used to really love. Like, I don't play RimWorld anymore. I just watch people play. Like, the new DLC, I just watch people play it. There's this game called Battle Brothers. I don't really play it anymore. I watch people play it. There are Billions. I don't really play it anymore. I watch people play it. So I'm kind of wondering if we have something similar. Do you have this experience with any game that you just prefer to watch people play it versus playing it yourself?
Yeah, I do that a lot with like, because I follow a couple YouTubers that like pretty consistently just play like indie horror games. And they're games that like, because you know, if stuff with indie stuff, it can be kind of like hit or miss on what kind of quality you're gonna get. And I don't mean like that in a bad way, but like, you know, some storylines could be really great in the beginning and then go wacko towards the end. So
it could be someone's first game, right? It could be somebody trying a new genre that they've never done before. It's not a big studio. And it's normal.
Typically, or not typically, but they also can have like really what's the word? Like frustratingly like difficult parts where it's just mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I have to do this over and over and over again because it's like so annoyingly coded or like programmed or whatever. So I do that with, so yeah, I don't stream those kinds of games unless like, you know, maybe that they become popular enough to be a little bit reputable and like other streamers do it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, part of me is just like, I want to lift up the smaller games. Mm-hmm. Like I want to go to itch.io and I want to like find like this no name game and like give it some exposure if I think it's good. But like, how am I supposed to know if it's good if I don't stream it and play it? Or you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like the people that I watch, they are not streamers. They, mm-hmm. well, not all of them at least, but they'll play it. And if they're just like, this was not worth to put up on my channel, then they don't put it up on their channel, you know?
Yep. So yeah, it's and like, it's different when you're live because even if there's a really long patch of boring, you still have to make it entertaining,
yeah,
right? Because your
yeah.
audience are watching you after a long day at work. They want to get the Genki energy.
Yeah. And I don't feel like, you know, like one of the streamers that I do watch that he will do that. Like he'll just find a random like horror game and play mm-hmm. it. He, that's like kind of his niche. So he has an audience that like will always yeah, watch yeah. those and mm-hmm. watch him play those. But you know, for me, I'm kind of like a variety streamer. So,
yeah.
you know, it's kind of harder. I don't feel like I'm big enough to really reach that like, or to, I don't know. It's hard. I don't know.
No, I get you. I feel like, I've seen a few streamers do this thing, which I'm sure you've thought about before where it's mm-hmm. just, maybe like having a day once a month where you try different games. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And you can even go for, you can do even, you stop when you don't like it anymore. But I just feel, okay, this might be a little bit of an unpopular opinion because okay. I'm a streamer where I would, even if I don't like the game, I'll still be honest on stream and be like, hey, you know, this is really not kind of my cup of tea. And
yeah.
I think it's fine, but I still would feel really guilty to just drop the game in an hour. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too sensitive.
I think an hour is a lot of time, I think.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to me, I feel that I hate quitting.
Oh, so that's my girl.
I would feel like a quitter if I didn't follow through with the rest of it. You know what I mean? But I get it though. But I think maybe I should probably explore more with that because before it was kind of difficult to get a bunch of games like that together for a one day thing. But now I could just pick whatever I want. So
yeah. And again, I'm sure you know this. You can have a stream day where you get recommendations. You can do a Twitter post where you can get recommendations and then just have a day. I've seen people call it something like Indie Thursday, Try It Tuesday, you know, like things like that. You can always try something like that.
Yeah.
But also, it can also feel a little bit, as you said, if you're somebody that really likes the game, then what if you start the stream, you have 10 games and then you just love the first game?
Right.
Now what do you do? Do you just keep playing the first game and then you're thinking, oh, well, I want to do other stuff or I don't know.
Oh, I think 10 is a lot. Like when I see people do it, it's usually like, okay, I'm trying 3 random horror games. You know,
oh, see, you're already a pro. you already know what to do. You're already ready.
I'm a content creator.
Before we dive into the Steam sale.
Yes.
Can you talk to me a little bit about your previous like Steam sale experience? For example, usually on Steam sales, some people they'll pick out like one or two games, right? And then some people, me in the past, just buy like 20 games.
I have bought 20 games, yes.
And you tell yourself, oh yeah, I'll definitely play that sometime.
Yep.
Do you remember any games or anything like that that you keep telling yourself, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to do it? And you mean it. You definitely do mean it.
The only game that I can comes to my mind that I was just like, oh, I like, actually, you know what? It wasn't the Steam sale, but I did this with a a bunch of 3DS games before the eShop closed.
Uh-huh. Oh, let's go.
But I did play some of them, like Ghost Trick.
Okay.
So, but the only one that I can think of for Steam, for some reason, this keeps popping up in my brain is Hylix.
Yeah. Yes. Hylix. I've been meaning to play this game for a really, really long time.
I know. And everyone is always just like, it's so good. It's so good. And everyone recommends it. I'm just like, yeah, yeah. And I got it. I got it. The last time I did like a Steam sale thing.
By the way, it's $2 on Steam.
I know, it's so cheap.
Hylix 1 is $2 on Steam at the moment. There is no reason. I'm getting it.
I think I already own. Actually, I can't. I don't know. Some of the things from my old account did not transfer to my new account. Mm-hmm. So I had to rebuy I
feel
a bunch
you.
Of stuff.
I feel you. Mm-hmm.
Why can't family share work for everything?
Oh, this is what we can do actually today. I already have 4 games in my Steam basket.
What? You already got ahead of me. What the heck? We were supposed to do this
so
together.
I'm so sorry. We are. But I already added Hylix 2, and I had 2 games in my basket when we were just talking and setting up for the
Stop!
Stream.
I haven't even looked through anything. I looked at one thing and you were like, save it for the pod. Save it for the pod. Don't look at anything. Save it for the pod. That's what you said. I can't believe you. I can't believe it. First, you're late for this recording. And now...
Okay. I wasn't late. I told you I was taking a nap because you were streaming.
Yeah. Well, so we were supposed to do it this morning.
I told you I had a collab.
Yeah, the day of.
Yeah, in my defense. Okay. Funny story.
Okay.
Shoto invited me to a collab and he was like, oh, by the way, Saturday. And I was like, yes. And then after a few days later, I'm like, hey, what time? Because sometimes when we collab with Shoto, because we collab with that couple and Usan, sometimes it's at 7 in the morning Eastern.
Yeah.
Because they stream for like during that time. Mm-hmm. And then Shoto's like, oh, no, sorry. It's Friday, not Saturday. And I'm like, hi, I can't. We need to like, it's either happening Saturday or just replace me. And then basically it just went back and forth, which is why when we were going to record in my head, for some reason, then it switched to, oh yeah, my collab is Friday. But then no, my collab was not Friday. My collab was Saturday. It's one of those streamer, like
okay.
you switch too many things around.
Do
I'm
you
sorry.
Use Google
basically,
calendar?
I do. I use it all the time. It's Shoto's fault is what I'm saying. Somehow I blame Shoto.
Okay.
For this.
I don't know that guy. So, I'm not going to put in my input. I'm afraid.
I always say this story about him. It's one of my favorite things. So I went to his concert in Thailand. Him and Usan were doing a concert. And my favorite thing about Shoto, anytime during the day you ask Shoto what he's doing, he's either napping or getting a massage or a pedicure or facial or at the gym.
That's a lot of
And
things.
Then when you meet him, when you meet him, he always orders 2 drinks, 2 desserts, sometimes 2 meals.
What?
But he is gorgeous. Buff, gorgeous, like clear skin, like clearly takes care of himself.
Must be nice.
Yeah, like he is like, you know, but and you know, yeah, it's cool.
Okay. Why did I need to know that?
Because I think it's so interesting. Like, think about it. I've been to food with this guy a few times, and every single time he's like, we're in a big group. Every single time he's ordered 2 desserts, 2 drinks, 2 meals.
I love that. Wait.
Right? Like, that's kind of fascinating.
Why is he getting so much?
Because he's a growing boy who's working out all the time. He's growing his muscles.
Does dessert help your muscles?
I mean, with his muscle mass, he probably needs a lot of maintenance calories.
Oh, that's fair.
But yeah. That's fair. It's just amazing. Okay. I'm like, damn, every time without skipping a beat, even if it's like a coffee, he'll get a coffee and a lemonade or something. And I love that. I love how he lives his life.
Just, wow.
What a debaucherous little man.
How is that debaucherous? What if he's feeding for 2?
He's pregnant.
What if he has like a secret twin inside his hair
living
and that one likes coffee and he likes lemonade? He has to feed them.
That's why he's so pretty, because he's pretty for 2 boys at the same time. He ate his twin in the womb.
Now the twin wasn't that a movie recently? Like,
I don't know.
It was like a horror movie where the twin got eaten or something, but then came back as a ghost for revenge and was just like, you ate me.
The worst part is I'm going to a dinner that he organized, and if he found out what I'm saying in this podcast, he'll disinvite me.
You think so?
No. I think I'm being very nice.
You're just pointing out a fact that he
Yeah, but he ate his twin in the womb. That's why he's beautiful enough for two men.
Well, I was saying that he orders two things of
it. To feed his twin that he ate in the womb.
Yes, obviously. Yes.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously. So sorry, you were talking about Hylix. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I have been wanting to play this game. It is called Stellaris. So 4X is kind of, I guess, your civilization games, but 4X is, oh my God, I'm so bad at this. Expand, exterminate, exploit, and then I forget the fourth one. Do you know it?
No, I just went to Steam and the video started playing.
But it's, so Stellaris is basically civilization in space. And for a really long time now, I keep telling people, I want to take a proper 3 days and just learn Stellaris. Like do a proper 12-hour stream every day where people are helping me. Paradox also published Crusader Kings. I think they published Victoria. So it's like a lot of games that are in my repertoire. Mm. I think it could be really, really fun.
Okay, I'm looking at the Steam sale now and I'm going to stop. Okay, we should move over. Okay. Let's move over.
All right. Okay, Hold on. Wait a second. I got to move myself.
And if you're watching visually, we're moving over, but if
All right, let me tell you the games that are in my cart.
Okay.
While we're going to start.
I have nothing in my cart because I'm a good player.
You're a loser.
Because I play fair. You know what? I'm the tortoise and you're the hare, and guess who lost?
I don't know.
What? You don't know? What is it?
I don't know.
Okay, you're just dumb then. All right, I'm opening up my Wyndham Capture.
Okay, I have Hylix 2.
I don't care.
Ultra Kill.
Anyway.
No, you don't care.
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I have Ultra Kill, which I love a game called Cruelty Squad. I haven't finished it yet, but I want to replay it and finish it. I think you'll like it. It's a little bit boomer shooter-y. And I also added a game called Dungeon of the Endless because it like popped up on my feed. A few of my friends have it. Roguelike dungeon defense game in which the player, their team of heroes must protect the generator of their crashed ship while exploring an ever-expanding dungeon, all while facing waves of monsters and special events as they try to find their way out.
That sounds fun.
Right?
Dungeon of the Endless. Was that like just
I think it appeared because a few of my, oh my God, sorry. My friend's name on Steam is awful. So Pirate Software owns the game. Right? Yeah. Pirate Software owns the game Strippin', and my friend Octopimp, except he gets these like name changes on Steam. Mm-hmm. Would you like to know what his name is currently?
Why are you looking at your friends list?
Because it just shows you who owns the game.
Oh, what's his name?
Neon Penisus Edgecellian. A lot of his names are like this, so yeah.
Wait, I don't get it.
Here's your shout out.
What's an Edgecellian?
It's like, it starts with Edge, C, like, don't worry. It's a dumb name. he always has these kinds of names, and every time like I'll be streaming and then I'll just have one of those names pop up and I see it and I'm like, oh my God, what is going on?
Wow. You know?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
The banner for the Steam sale is so cute.
I know, she's so pretty.
Who's the artist? I want to commission them.
You know what, Steam? If you're listening, Mr. John A. Steam, you need to start writing who the artist is of this stuff.
Yeah, credit your artist. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this. All right. Mm-hmm. You know what is the top three games that are at the top for me?
They're probably the same for me. Go on.
Wait, do you have Rainbow Six Siege, Elden Ring, and Jedi Survivor?
Okay, that is strange. I have Hogwarts, Matterlords, and Cyberpunk.
No way! I think Cyberpunk.
I think they circulate though, because now I have Dragon's Dogma, Horizon, Elden Ring. I think these are the ones that circulate.
I think these are like the big hot ones, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I really want to see is I want to see your, I don't know what to call it, what's 8 plus 6? Give me your 14. What are your 14 games that Steam is showing you if you scroll a little lower?
the hold on. Before I say that, I think it's really funny that Lethal Company is on sale. Just give the guy some money. Come on, just give the guy the money. Like, it's on sale for like $1.50. Like, the guy is one dude, isn't it? Like, just let him have the money.
Give him your money. Give it to him.
Okay. I think it's, I can't tell if this is 14.
Sorry. Batman Arkham Knight is $2.99. Oh my God.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so fun. Wow, Doom Eternal is only $9.99. Okay.
What? I'm buying that. Okay, wait.
Okay, so my games are the Ace Attorney Apollo Justice trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have Rusty's Retirement, which just looks very cute. It's like a farming simulator. It's an idle farming. Oh my gosh, I haven't checked my...
Oh, wait, Rusty's Retirement?
Yeah.
I need to look it up. Idle Farming Simulator. That sounds cute.
Yeah. That reminds me. I haven't checked my cookie clicker in a long time.
You meant idle, like IDLE? I thought you meant IDOL.
Oh, no. Actually, I have a game in my wish list that's like a... It's like a maid cafe restaurant simulator. I'm excited for that.
You have to play that.
I have...
Go on.
Party Animals.
Of course, of course.
One friend owns this game. It's Matarakon.
Yippee!
I have Bolt Gun.
Oh my God. My only problem with Bolt Gun, there was some parts that I found were like a little bit difficult in the middle. Mm. At the beginning of the chapter one, I found difficult in a few parts until I kind of mastered how to move.
Is this what you call a boomer shooter?
Yeah, it's directly inspired by boomer shooters.
I know, but it's not a boomer shooter.
No, because it's a recent game. Yeah. But the whole point, it's like a game like Cruelty Squad, right? Cruelty Squad is not a boomer shooter in the sense that it wasn't released in the 90s.
Sure. But
in the 1900s, my apologies. But it just replicates the aesthetic of that.
Sure. I have Escape the Back Rooms.
I played that today with Shoto, actually. I think it's your type of game.
How many games did you play today?
We played that and we played a game called Oh My Dear, which was really, really funny.
Because I went to Michi's stream and I saw you guys playing the Oh My Dear. It looked like Among Us, but as deer.
Honestly, Oh My Dear is one of those games that you'll play for maybe an hour and a half with a streamer group. It will be fun. Mm. If anybody hasn't seen it, basically one guy is the hunter and then you're all deers. You have to eat and then you can like run around and
have to pretend to be a deer.
And yeah, it was very fun. But after an hour and a half, you know, like it's one of those games that you just need a different group to play for an hour and a half once a year.
I have Lobotomy Corps. I have
that's fun.
Cuphead. I have Halo Master Chief Collection. Wow. Girl. Which is really cheap. It's $9.99.
Yeah, get it. Please get it. I know we were just talking about how we get so many games on Steam sale and then we never play them. You will regret not getting this. If you play even one game, it's so worth it.
Okay. Continue shopping.
Yes.
Yes. Also, I'll get Bolt Gun too.
And get Bolt Gun. Yes.
Continue shopping. And then I have... Oh, no, wait. Oh, no. Okay. Then I have... what the hell is this? Skyr Ritual? An intense round-based zombie survival FPS.
Interesting.
It's like shoot your way through relentless waves of vicious horrors with high octane objectives, upgrading steampunk weapons, collecting Celtic god powers, and surviving
Sky ritual. You said
S-K-E-R.
Skyr ritual.
Skyr.
It is on sale a little bit. Ooh,
just a little bit. Yeah.
Wait, this actually looks really cool.
It looks very interesting.
I'm gonna put it to my wish list. I'm not going to get it, but this I'm going to look into this game more. This actually looks really fun. Go on.
Doom Eternal, Outlast Trials, Lego Star Wars.
Okay. You are laughing, but I am playing Halo's through. I'm playing through Halo with my pal Bricky. We are taking our content relationship to the next level. We're going to play Lego Star Wars together.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know.
Why? I mean, I can still laugh at that. You're like, you're laughing, but I'm doing that. So like, don't laugh.
But the thing is, apparently they're actually really, really fun games.
Well, have you bought it? Because it's only $12.
I'm about to buy it. Thank you. Lego Star Wars.
Lego Star Wars Skywalker. I've also never watched Star Wars, so I know nothing about it.
Okay, I have this meme.
Okay.
It's so funny. Let me explain it to you.
I love when memes are explained to me. It makes them so much more hilarious.
I just say, and I quote, I love the Star Wars. I'm such a big fan. Anytime somebody's like, oh, Matara doesn't know Star Wars, I'm always like, no, I love the Star Wars.
Yeah.
And the Star Wars, and that's it. That's all I say. And then if they need more proof, I'll say Emperor Palpatine, my guy. That's it. That's all. I don't elaborate further.
Wow.
It's a great bit. It works every time. It's so funny.
Let me say my last
and then
two.
And then I add a little cheers.
Oh, stop. Shut up. I want to hear your cheers. I have Dead by Daylight and then Don't Starve Together. Okay, what's yours?
Okay, my first game. Okay. Workers and Resources, Soviet Republic. Build the Soviet Republic from an impoverished country into a rich industrial superpower and a city builder with intricate production chains and a fully simulated global economy. Manage the lives of your citizens from education to work and party loyalty to criminal activity.
Okay. Why is it suggesting that to you? What games is it like?
Well, It's a simulation city builder, base builder, which
that's your thing.
Song of Six, which basically is a colony sim. It looks like RimWorld. Anno 1800, lead the industrial revolution. See what I mean? Like, we're getting a theme. Anno 1800.
So different.
Coral Island is actually a game that I've seen Amelie play, and she's been really, really recommending me. It is basically like your Stardew Valley, but kind of 3D Pokemon, well, better than Pokemon kind of graphics. I think if you look up Coral Island, it might really be your vibe. It's not on a super big sale, but it might really be your vibe.
Oh, it's like cute. It looks like Barbie.
Really?
It definitely
looks like your type of game, if ever.
That's so funny. I'm like, it looks like Barbie. And you're like, yeah, it looks like your type of game.
There's Borderlands 3. Which I've only played Borderlands 2 and I beat it. It was fine. I don't want to play it again. Millennia. Create your own nation in Millennia. Historical turn-based 4X. I'm getting a lot of 4X and like colony builders.
It's Total funny War, because 3 Kingdoms. You would look at my list and be like, that's a streamer. And you would look at your list and be like,
That's a streamer, just a different kind of streamer.
It's a different kind of streamer. Right.
Starfield, which is basically like Skyrim and Fallout's like in space, is basically, it's Bethesda's in space. This game is on my wish list called Icarus. I actually had this game on my wish list. PvE survival game for up to 8 players. And of course, Kason already owns it because she loves her Ark and her open world survivor games.
What was it?
It's called Icarus. Oh, exactly Icarus. The same. My time at Sandrock, which I've actually played one of these games on my Switch in the past.
Kingdom Hearts is on sale.
Ooh, I haven't played that yet. Green Hell, which is one of those like open world survival. Planet Crafter. Abiotic Factor, survival crafting experience for 1 to 6 players set in the depths of an underground research facility. Oh, this is kind of like SCP almost.
Interesting.
But also survival. And Stronghold Definitive Edition, which is an RTS. So it looks like Age of Empires, but, you know, less new.
Oh my
and
god,
improved.
There's like a featured deep discounts and wowee, these are like some
talk to me where do you see the fee? I like big discounts. Where do you see those?
It's up towards the top, or it's right under like the big like,
oh, I see them.
Yeah
Shadow of War, Middle Earth, very positive. $3.
Oh, Celeste is on sale. Oh,
I heard Celeste is really tough.
I heard that too. I have heard that.
Disco Elysium is $5. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, it's $3.99.
American Truck Simulator, $3. I kind of have to buy this.
Bloons is on sale for $1.
I own Bloons. I Me actually too. I told you I got Bloons on my phone.
I know.
For Japan.
You got Bloons on your phone.
You got Bloons on my phone.
Is Jurassic World to play any good? I wonder.
Okay. So I played Jurassic World a really long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my like back then what I said of the game was, if you like the kind of what was it called? Like Roller Coaster Tycoon, yeah, those kind of games.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay. But the problem that I had with the game when it came out was it did cost maybe $20 more than all the games that cost that way cost. Because it was Jurassic Worlds, right? Because it was that IP. My flesh woman at the time was doing video game journalism, so she got the code for free.
Oh, okay.
But even with that, it was, you know, she felt like if she had to buy the game, I think it was something like 60 USD at the time.
It's still 60. It's on sale right now for $6 though.
Yeah, then get it. Oh, for $6, I think you'd really enjoy, even if it's just a one-time stream game, mm-hmm. it does that enough to the genre. It's cute. Are you into dinosaurs at all?
Yes.
Genuinely? Okay, then see? Easy.
That's
see?
Why I was like, there we go. That's why I was like, is Jurassic World any good? Because dinosaurs.
I want to see if I have it in this. Jurassic World Evolution, right?
Yeah, Evolution 2.
I have, I'm talking about the first one. I have 16 hours in that game.
Oh.
Jurassic World Evolution. So Evolution 2 would be even better than that, right?
Well, that's the hope, right?
I think so.
It says it has very positive, well.
Oh, yeah, then get it. Absolutely.
It says very positive, not overwhelmingly. But still, for $6, I think it should be okay. Actually, even the deluxe edition, what does it come with? Holy cow.
Yeah, if anybody hasn't gotten Bloons, get it.
Get
Witcher 3,
it.
Get it.
Get Bloons.
Euro Truck, I have it. Borderlands 2, Total War Shogun.
There's Castle Crashers, that was fun.
Yeah, I have Frostpunk. So, by the way, Frostpunk, a lot of people have asked me if I would stream Frostpunk again. So the problem with Frostpunk that I had when I played, I loved it. But because I had just recently played it, to stream it again, I would kind of know everything already. So I would love to replay it. If anybody likes, it's a little bit of a different take on a city builder because some events are scripted and you can kind of remember what they are if you replay, right?
Okay, okay.
But it doesn't take away from the fun. It really doesn't.
I also remember that Flight Simulator is on.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Let's go back to it.
Yeah.
I would love to see you do it with like a real everything one day.
I know. I want to, wait, do I need the deluxe edition? I've always wanted to fly to Japan, and so I want to do it. I don't know if I need the standard or the deluxe, though. I just need a day that I don't mind streaming for 12 hours.
Yep. I think so, too. I think it'll be really, really fun.
Yeah, 12 hours plus. Oh my gosh,
and you can really immerse yourself and, like, actually get yourself, like, either MREs or, like, kind of try to find flight. Like, look at those airplane food reviews and then just eat that on your...
Mm-hmm. I don't know which one I need though, the standard or the deluxe edition. What is?
If you're not sure, you can write it on a paper and then look it up after.
I am. I'm gonna. You know what? That's a great idea.
Do you like a game called Raft?
I liked Raft. Yeah.
There is this game that I've had my eye on forever called Void Train.
Uh huh.
But the problem when Void Train first came out is people said that there wasn't enough content.
Void
and even
train?
Now when I Void Train, look it up, one word. And even now when you're looking at the mostly positive reviews, a lot of stuff is like, oh, it gets repetitive really quickly. It's a really great concept, but it's just not there yet. But it's basically Raft, but in the sky.
Oh yeah, and you like go through different gates. Whoa.
I don't have this on my wish list for some reason. I have had this game on my like watch list for forever.
Wow. I can see how it might get repetitive because you're just traveling along the same thing, but you like at least with, from what I see, it doesn't seem like you travel outside. Oh no, never mind. You do travel outside.
I have Doom Eternal and I have Doom. Oopsies. Doom 2, which was the Doom that you were playing? Were you playing Doom 64. 3, Doom 2? 64. Doom 2 is,
I think
$5 in 2.
I think you would hate Doom 3. So,
okay.
I don't think you should play that one.
The other game I was saying that I have on my list, look it up. It's called Ultra Kill.
Oh, I know Ultra Kill.
Have you played it?
I have not.
May I recommend you Cruelty Squad? Please look up Cruelty Squad.
Cruelty.
I know it looks so ugly, but it's amazing.
You've talked about this like a bajillion times, Cruelty Squad.
I know. And if you love me.
It looks like I'm playing a game from like Nickelodeon, like their webs, you know, like a flash game from Nickelodeon. Why does it look like this?
Also, my wife wants this game, Zentreya. I'm going to have to gift her this game. Why does it look like this? Okay, so fun fact. There was actually a big YouTube video kind of essay written about it. Because a lot of people will look at this and say, oh, the game is so ugly. It's an accident. And people looked it up and said, no, you actually need a really good understanding of color theory and colors and everything to make something like this. Mm. You cannot by accident make something so jarring.
I think it's so funny. I think the game is like so varied in color that it's going to pick up on the chroma key.
Really?
Yeah, like it's going to probably be transparent when editing the podcast. It's so funny.
Oh, that would be really, really funny. What's VFR Doom? Is that a VR Doom? VFR. It's got really bad reviews.
Oh. I'm actually Doom
VFR. No, it's got mixed reviews. Mixed. Oh, it's because it's VR. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why.
I think I would not want to do that. Mm-hmm. What does the F stand for? The F word, maybe?
Very.
You think?
Yeah.
There's the BFG. That stands for big f***ing gun.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
It does. Do you know what MF stands for?
Min Fantôme?
Yep.
I saw that. I saw your tweet where you're like, good morning, MFers. And that means Min Fantômers.
No, I said, hey, you, MFer. I'm legally distinct.
Oh, good morning, motherfuckers.
I'm legally distinct. I said,
she's gonna sue you. She's coming to sue you. I'm letting her know about your crimes.
No, I said, hey, you have to have the you have to have the inflection in my voice, right? It's like, hey, you MFers. Hers is like excitable, you know, but mine is like, hey, you MFers.
Hey, you. Speaking of tweets, have you seen my banger tweet about you? What? There's actually two banger tweets about
me.
You. One of them was on purpose about you very much. Hold on, let me show you. Oh my God, I thought you liked me.
Oh, okay. my top 12 changed. Interesting.
Ooh, okay. So this is my first tweet, my banger tweet about you. What do you think?
I saw this one.
I will explain for context. I was doing a hand cam on stream and I was drinking. And then while I think I had Juniper on stream with me and she was talking. And then I just like looked on the side of the cup and then you had the funny face. And because I was a little tipsy, it was funny. So then I was taking photos.
Yeah, it's a photo of her wine glass on the coasters from the podcast merch. And my face is all distorted.
And remember when I told you that every time I do a hand cam, I develop a new thing. Like, I'm not really complexed about it, but I develop a new thing to stress about and worry about.
You definitely seemed stressed about. You were like, I've developed a new.
You know the new one?
Yeah, you told me, but tell the audience, share it with everybody.
Somebody said I had chorizo fingers. And I'm not even mad. I kind of love it. So now you will all refer to me as Matara Chorizo Fingers Khan.
Wait, that's not the one you told me, is it?
Oh, the other one was the hitchhiker stum. We talked about it on the podcast.
About that.
And another one was that I have owl hands.
The owl hands. I didn't know. Okay, you kept like mentioning chorizo. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, wait, what's a chorizo?
A chorizo is a spicy sausage.
Oh, it is a food.
So they're basically calling me sausage fingers. Matara sausage fingers. God. It's like calling me pepperoni fingers, you know?
I don't think anybody would ever say pepperoni fingers. Pepperonis are flat.
Oh. Well, you know what I mean though, right?
If someone called you pepperoni fingers, I think you would have a really big issue on your hands. Like actually on your hands.
Before we get back to the games, I've been meaning to ask you this before, but since we started talking about tweets, would you please read this tweet in your best Matara impression?
It has come to my... Oh. In my impression of you,
in your best Matara impression.
It has come to my attention that there has been rumors and speculation about my relationship status. So let me be very clear. There is my stinky GF, my content wife, new and wow, my wife, my content husband, derogatory, my cousin wife. This list is subject to change at a moment's notice. Thank you for your attention. I don't know how to do an impression of you.
The first comment is Zentreya, who's on the list, by the way, saying congratulations to them.
Is that your wife?
Yeah. Do you think you can guess all five? How well do you know Matara Khan?
I think cousin wife is Giri because you yep. guys are slightly related.
Yep.
Content husband.
Derogatory.
Derogatory?
Is there a man I make a lot of content with?
I was going to say Bricky.
Yep.
Okay. Your wife, Zentreya.
Mm-hmm.
My content wife, new and what? Is the new part actually real?
Yeah, new. I have a new content wife.
Is it Lime?
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. You know me so well.
Stinky GF. I don't want to say that one. Who is that?
Are you scared? Is it like Beetlejuice? That if you say it out loud, it becomes real.
Who is that?
Yeah, I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know, everybody. Yeah.
I would like everybody to place their guesses in the comments below. Who do you think my stinky girlfriend could be?
I hate this game.
Who do you think she could be? Question.
Yeah, answer.
Have you played A Way Out?
No, I haven't.
I think you should play it. I think you should play it with Doki.
I see everybody playing A Way Out. Wait, is that... Wait,
okay,
is that
then you should play something else.
Wait, hold on. Is that the one with the jail or is that the one with...
I think that's... The reason I said that one is because it's 80% off. You can play any other one. But I played one with Giga. It was like we were here together or we were stuck together. It was really fun.
That's the one that's like you're in a snow...
In Antarctica?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it was in Antarctica, but yes, in a snowstorm.
In mm-hmm. a snowstorm. Okay, and then we were here.
I think those games are
one, right?
really... I'm not sure if we were here is the prison one.
Hold on. We were here forever? Together? Wait, we were here together? What's
together.
It called? Together.
I'm not sure. Let me check
wait,
my
no,
library.
Wait, no, We Were Here is the one it says you are in the frozen waste.
Sorry. We Were Here Together is the one I played with Giga and it's uh-huh. really, really fun.
Okay.
There's We Were Here Expeditions, The Friendship, which I'm sure is just as fun. But We Were Here Together was the one I played with Giga. I think uh-huh. you'll need one long stream to finish it, but it's actually really fun. And what's really cool is your puzzles are different.
Yeah.
You kind of have to explain to each other what the puzzle is. And it's you kind of both have to figure out where the puzzle connects.
Mm.
It's really fun.
I don't know if she and I would be able to do this. We're just, I think when we meet, we become really stupid. So, but it is on sale, so...
Well, listen, if ever,
what's
you know.
What's the jail one then?
A Way Out.
Oh,
unless you think of another one.
A Way Out, yes.
But I agree. I feel like at one point that game was really overplayed. And again, if you want to watch it, you want to watch it. But I do think everybody was playing it and it was a lot of stuff.
A Way Out is really cheap. Add to cart.
Have you played Firewatch? I actually think you might enjoy that.
I have.
Okay, because it's
Firewatch.
On sale.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it? Did you like the ending?
I wish the game was a little bit longer. I do think the ending was a little bit fast, but it didn't. Okay, but I'm the kind of person where I can read a book, and if it has a bad ending, I still enjoyed reading the book.
Well, that's fair.
But I know a lot of people don't like the ending very much.
Yeah, I did like the game. I felt like the bait and switch kind of annoyed me because I felt like I was getting into something kind of paranormal and spooky and then it wasn't and it made
spoiler
me, yeah spoiler sorry but I'm not gonna say okay. the exact ending but
no
yeah.
no of course not
yeah so I don't know but it was still a good game I think
Have you played Buckshot Roulette? It's got overwhelmingly positive reviews. It was really cheap and it's now on sale.
I saw it and I mean, I've seen everybody streaming it and I have wanted to play it because it seems interesting.
Because it seems a little horror-y.
Yeah, it's got like a creepy vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Like where I saw it on here earlier.
I think you should. I mean, it's usually less than, usually it's $4 Canadian. Now it's $3.30 Canadian.
I've heard it's still very fast. Like you can, like
it's a $3 game.
I know. No, that's fine. I'm not saying it. That's mm-hmm. in a bad way. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's just a fast, like, I think you can get through it in like 30 minutes, but it has replay value.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit at least. So
I also remember a lot of people were playing it and I was seeing a lot of people play it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't want to try it.
What is some stuff that you're interested in playing that has been on your library in your library for a little bit?
I'll be on my library. Well, I have
Actually, sorry, I asked you a question and then I'm going to say something. How typical of me. Mochi keeps talking about this game called Kebab Chefs. I think it might be up your alley.
Kebab Chefs.
Kebab Chefs. For like a cute collab?
Restaurant simulator. I'll be honest. These restaurant simulator things?
Not your vibe.
Not really, actually. Like they're always, I don't know. Everything just feels like the samey, like, I don't know. I mean, the restaurant simulator.
It's a little bit like reskin of the same kind of stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, it looks cute though. I like how you can actually plate the stuff. I tried to click on my wish list and I was like, you don't have access to view your wish list.
La, 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 la,
why can't I see my wish list? What's
la, 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 la.
What? Is that a bad thing?
No.
Oh. But I only have two things on my wish list, and it's like the Akiba.
Really?
It's like the Maid Cafe game, and then Delta.
Okay, wait, what's Delta? Oh, the Metal Gear. Okay, yeah, I have 30 something things on my wish list.
Oh my god!
So if you want, I can go through some of my wish list stuff for you. 32. I have Mineko's Night Market, which is out now, actually, so I can take a look. I have a game called Turok, which you might like, because it's a boomer shooter with dinosaurs.
Hmm.
Look it up. Turok.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
System Shock, which is kind of the predecessor to, not kind of, it is the predecessor to BioShock. I have this game called Heads Will Roll. Replay value, War Dark, Permadeath, Choices Matter. It looks like this 90s kind of, can you look it up?
Heads Will Roll Reforged.
It looks like this 90s browser like game. God. Oh my God, the girl's feet are on the table. She has her grippers on the table.
You know what I wish I could play more, like, or what I want to play more is, you know, those old like 90s games where they're they use the real actors and stuff and then put them into the game.
Yes.
I love those. Yes,
there was a lot of, oh my God.
I love those.
There was so many murder mystery ones like that and everything. Yes, I've been actually thinking of doing those for Halloween because a lot of them are about like murder.
What are they called? Like
I don't remember.
FMV game, I think.
Maybe?
Full motion video.
Oh my God, not me thinking AMV.
Yeah, FMV game. FMV is what they're called. They're so crazy. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
FMV games.
This guy's abs. Oh my goodness. Heads Will Roll.
Right? It just looks so silly.
Age of Empires is on sale. I haven't bought it.
You should play Mythology.
I think you would
really like Age of Mythology.
I have played it. Well, as a kid.
Yeah. I think it's fun. It's fun to revisit. But yeah, otherwise I have like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego on my wish list that I've been wanting to replay.
Yeah.
Then I have a bunch of little stuff. One Lonely Outpost, Big Walk, which looks kind of silly. I remember seeing it in like one of the things. Big Walk.
Is it like
It kind of looks like little Pikmin walking around.
Oh, not walk as in like you cook. Oh, Big Walk. I remember when they, here, I'll add that to my wish list too. I remember when they announced that.
Right, it looks very cute.
Yeah, it looks silly.
Space Marine 2. Mm-hmm. I have a random game called, I really like pirates. I have a game called Caribbean Legend, and it looks, in the nicest way ever, like a game from the 90s. Like, this looks like a game I bought on a CD in 1997, and I was playing Heroes of Might and Magic 2 and then this game.
It was released Doesn't this it? Year? No way. It really does.
But it's so nostalgic to me.
It is. It really is. Oh my gosh, my dad used to play a pirate game all the time, and I can't.
What was it called? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Fudge. What was the gameplay like?
Because I would play it too. I can only see it visually in my head, like how it looked. It was like 2D, and you would sail around. Oh gosh, I can't. If I saw it, I would know. I would be like, that's the game.
I think one day you need to go on a quest. You need to go on a set sail on a grand quest and just Google pirate game 1900s and then try and find it.
I'm going to do that right now. Pirate game.
Afterwards, I want you to look up a game called Corn Kids 64. C-O-R-N, but then the kids is with a Z.
I'm seeing it. Oh, wow.
Right?
And this is new, or is this like a remake?
2023.
Or? Yeah. Well, is it? It's not a remake though, right? It's like
I think it's a new game that's kind of doing that whole what is it called?
N64 style.
Yeah, N64 style.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Overwhelmingly positive recent reviews.
And there's a game
positive.
Called Pseudo Regalia also on my 3D platformer Metroidvania. So it's kind of silly. It genuinely looks like a GameCube or like Nintendo earlier game.
What is it?
If you look it up. Pseudo Regalia. Exactly the way it sounds. It's spelled.
How do you spell pseudo?
P-S-E-U. Sorry. My English.
Oh, I see.
D-O. Yeah. You see what I mean? Like, it looks very retro.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, it's always like the textures, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Like, she could have triangular boobies, right? And she would look like it fits.
It would fit,
right?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird
how it's like a blend. Huh.
I can't believe I only have 6 games.
I like that
this is crazy.
Is about Stephen King. That's so crazy.
I feel kind of disappointed because usually every time I do these Steam sales stuff, I get like 25 games that I never play. But I only have 6 games in my shopping cart.
I have 8. So yeah, I think it's wow. Like, we're not seeing everything, you know?
Yeah. Wait. I'm cooking here. I have an idea.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. You should write in the comments below what games you think we should get on the Steam sale.
Anime.
Winky face.
Yeah, I think... DJ. Oh, DJ Max. I think... I don't know. Like... I don't know where actually I was going with that. Never mind. What is this?
Okay.
Oh, it's... I have 18 plus turned on, so.
Oh, go on.
Well, never mind. This is it's one of those like desktop things where you can put your, like a little character on your desktop.
Mm-hmm.
But it has like, the tags are like cute, sexual content, casual, anime, relaxing, simulation, indie, hentai, clicker, IG.
I always turn them off. Actually, I'm going through a discovery queue. I just saw Limalicious play this game. It's only 10% off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like horror, look up Still Wakes the Deep. Still. 1975. Disaster strikes the Barra D oil rig off the coast of Scotland. Navigate the collapsing rig to save your crew from an otherworldly horror on the edge of all logic and reality.
She said it was good? She liked it?
She liked it, but
it's only 10% off, so I'm going to add it to my wish list.
You should wish list it.
Yeah.
Did you like Still Wakes the Deep?
I think
actually,
I remember.
You can ask her at Anime Expo because she'll be there.
Yippee!
Yippee!
I think I actually remember seeing something for this, like a trailer or whatever.
Oh, what is this? Riven, uncover a story of intrigue, betrayal, and a civilization teetering on the brink of collapse. You solve intricate puzzles to unlock the secrets of Riven. Built from the ground up. And expanded from the award-winning original game released in 1997.
Ooh.
That's the 1900s.
Do you like puzzle games on stream? I know, it's complicated.
I love puzzle games.
Yes.
But the problem with playing them on stream, also Limes, this is why, I'm so sorry. This is why I love my girl Limes. This is why she's my content wife. Mm-hmm. She's awake 20 hours a day. She replies to DMs instantly and she'll reply to collabs instantly. She is always, and I'm sorry for my language, down to clown. Okay. It's very much an atmosphere game through, though, like mostly walking through environments with light gameplay, but the atmosphere and characters are so good that it was okay with me.
Ah, wait, why did you tell me to ask her myself if you just asked her anyway?
Oh, well, you know me, I always, you know. Oh.
Well, now I'm not going to talk to her. Just kidding. Now I'm going to avoid her. Because it's too awkward.
You won't avoid her because she'll be attached to
my
hip.
It's too awkward. I can't do it anymore, Matar. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore.
You're going to see at her eye level.
Did you play the Return of the Oberdin?
No. Is it also a puzzle game?
It is. It is a narrative puzzle game.
You just finished The Outer Wilds.
Yes.
How do you feel about puzzle games on stream?
I don't mind it so much. Only sometimes. I did get some people. And I say some people, it's like two comments. But you know, for some reason, your eyes always go to those comments.
It's the chorizo fingers of comments.
I don't understand why. I will miss 100 other comments. And then I look at chat and it's a bad comment. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my God. But you know, so it like there was one that was just like, gosh, she's just really dense. I can't. They just said that.
Whoever you are, if you're listening, I hope your milk is expired for your cereal. You suck.
And I was like, okay, look, I don't get a thing immediately. You know, like it's kind of. So that's where the frustration comes for me because it's like I don't mind solving it and like trying things and like redoing stuff, but it's really just the fact that if you don't get it immediately, people will call you dense. And where there were other people who were just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Mint got that puzzle so quickly.
But that they passed through it, right?
Mm-hmm. But because there was one puzzle that I was stuck on, that's when I become dense, you know? Like it's it's frustrating with that. I think with Oberdin, it really kind of depends on the puzzle game because there are some puzzle games where I'm just like, oh man, I was really dumb and that's my bad. Oh my gosh, I was so stupid. I can't believe I missed that, you know, kind of deal. And there are some puzzles like in this Oberdin game. Sorry, I'm just like looking at it, which is, it's not even on sale, but I thought I saw it show up, which is weird because it's not on sale.
I'm looking at my discovery queue now too, and like there's some games that are showing up. Like there's this game that showed up called Fallen Aces, which is not on sale, but it still showed up. I get it, it happens. It's just because it's your queue.
I think so, but
go on.
It's a game where you have to solve the mystery of how each person died through
that's fun.
It's really good game, and it's like it's very mysterious. I mean, obviously because it's a mystery of how these people died, but like the cues for how each person, the hints for each person are minuscule. For some people it's very obvious, but for some people it's supremely tiny. You'll have to figure out like deckmate number 58 and you have to figure out his name and how he died. Oh my God. So,
Do you remember those old point and click adventure games?
Yeah. I love those.
It was kind of like that where if you love those, may I have one for you? That's 75% off. I just checked. Okay. When it comes to those games, it didn't make sense because you're a kid and you just have to click. So may I recommend, if you've never played it, Grim Fandango Remastered. It is $4 Canadian. Wait. It is... such a fun game.
I know this game. I do.
It is such a fun game.
And it is on sale. Okay, good.
It is so cheap. It's got a little bit, I wouldn't say it's like, if you play it as a kid, you won't get it. There's a lot of like kind of tongue in cheek, almost, you know, Disney type of humor. It gets a little dark, but it's like a good dark.
Okay.
Would definitely, just because I'm not remembering very well, I would definitely like reread the some of the themes about it. It is really good. I think it's definitely a stream game.
The audience, if they know Is the remaster any? Is it okay? Is it good? Because sometimes
I played the remaster. Yeah,
it was.
It didn't crash for me. I had good. Oh, well, okay, I also played it like years ago. I think Grim Fandango. I played it in 2016. The remaster.
Okay, cool.
And I have 16 hours in, and so it was good.
Okay, cool. Actually, that reminds me. I wonder if Deadly Premonition is.
Oh, let me look it up. Let's see. My problem with those puzzle games is kind of the same thing. Is that my favorite thing to do is to slowly figure something out. And the problem with, oh no, not the 13 mixed reviews.
I know. It's the Deadly Premonition on Steam is terrible.
It's, the port?
Yeah, it's really bad. So I still am going to grab it because it's $1.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But it's 95% off. So why not?
Yeah. But, it's $11.37 Canadian for me.
What?
Deadly Premonition 2?
Oh no, I did one. Just Deadly Premonition 1.
Oh, that's why.
The director's
cut. But basically that's kind of my problem with a lot of the puzzle games is I feel if I don't get things right away, people will freak out at me, and it just sucks because I'll even see it in the chat where I just walk into a room and the moment that I don't instantly figure out the puzzle, like, and I'm talking instantly. I'm talking, I walk into a room, I'm like, "Oh, that's the puzzle."
Yeah.
People will be annoyed. And I know, and just so we're clear, now that I'm talking about this with all of you on the podcast and I'm taking my time, I am aware it's probably not my diehard fan. It's probably not somebody that watches stream every day. It's probably just somebody who's there for the game, who's there to kind of, you know, say those things and maybe feel a little superior to me because they're like, But in the moment, you know, when you read one comment, you'll ignore it. Two comments, you'll ignore it. But when it's the whole day of those comments, eventually, and I don't want to snap.
I don't want to snap.
And especially for me, I have such a harsh tone when I talk to people. It's just my tone. It's just how I am. So if I tell you, hey, let me figure out the freaking puzzle by myself. Thanks. It sounds so mean.
You sound mean.
But you know, I'm not like, can you please let me figure out the puzzle by myself? You know?
Why don't you just say it like that then? Please,
I'm going to give a permanent ban to every single person who backseats me right now. If you backseat me right now and you don't give me 10 gifted subs, I'm going to ban you forever.
Oh, she means it. She means it.
I mean it. I feel like with my tone, everything I say just sounds so harsh.
Yeah, no, I get it. It is like the snapping thing. Like I had to be like, when I addressed the comment, I was like, look, I'm sorry. I didn't get, you know, I felt like I snapped on them, even though I was just like, look, I understand that,
no,
you know,
you suck. You're dead.
I was like, why are your hands like this, huh?
You're the weirdo.
So I was just like, I understand that. I don't know. It's
Oh no, Ultra Kill is a difficult game. I am not known for being good at difficult games. Oh,
it's not true. This one looks fun. News Tower.
Ooh, what's
develop
it about?
Your newspaper and become New York's new media mogul. In this tycoon, build and manage your newspaper and printer to toilet. From printer to toilet. Sorry, I skipped a word. You manage your newspaper. I'm guessing your newspaper building from printer to toilet.
It's kind of funny because there's just the developers are, you know, sorry guys, I don't know how much of this we're gonna like take out in the pod. So there's just the developers playing the game. Yeah. And we're just hi. This does look really cool. Oh my god, I'm into this.
Create your editorial line and lead your journalists through unique 1930 stories and dig out the latest scoops.
Really positive reviews. All right, guys, I'm buying the game, and not just because I feel so, you know, like, oh my god, they're on the screen watching me.
I'm putting stuff in my cart, but I won't buy it until I see, like,
oh, I will.
Really?
Oh yeah, I'm you know, I like to spend money. We've talked about this before. So Mint brings me to a store and Mint will try a few things and she's not sure, and I will try something, I'm like, perfect, cool. Can I get that in a different color? Can I get this? Do you have any? I just spend.
No, what I mean is I'm going to wait for people's comments before I check out.
Oh. is I'll all. Just buy more stuff when people comment. Okay. And then I'm like, man, I don't know. I want to stay home and stream because, you know, my bills.
I know. She's just like, I've had to pay so many people this month. Maybe. Oh, let's see. Wait, did that say Goon?
And then, oh, Gloomhaven. Like, before this, like, I was commissioning somebody and they're like, oh, it's going to be 150. I'm like, okay, that's unacceptable. I'm going to give you 500. Okay. And they're like, man, I'm sorry. I have to stay home because I have to work.
To be fair, I have 10 things in my car and it's only $65.
I have the last game added. Okay. Before the last game, I had 7 things in my cart for 45 Canadian, which is maybe like 35 US. And now there's 65 Canadian. So the last game added like 15 USD.
Wow.
So it's like 139, 299, oh my God. Every other game is, except Ultra Kill, is very cheap.
What is this? I have no mouth and I must scream.
Mm.
Is it good?
I don't know, but oh my God, this looks very 90s.
It looks so ugly.
And it's got a very positive comment. Okay, I'm getting this.
Oh my God. Are you, okay, be honest, are you going to play this?
Maybe. Have you? Oh my God. I've never actually recommended this. I must have recommended this game to you. Hold on. I don't remember. Hypnospace Outlaw.
Oh, you have.
Is it on sale? I will tell you this, like, it's one of those games where if you take 2 streams to play it, it's on a super big sale. I really recommend, if you love the 1900s, get it with your friends and like maybe stream it to each other on Discord and play it. Or if you do stream it, try to get like 2 or 3 streams where you play it for 12 hours. Because the problem with this game, once you start it, it's treated like a visual novel where you can't just kind of go back and you're going to forget everything. Mm. If you play this, do not do what I did where I just took a really long break between playing it.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of go in and truck through it. It is so worth it.
Okay.
Did you finish it? It is so nostalgic. No.
Oh.
But it was really, really great. It's so nostalgic. And like the gameplay is just you're reading stuff. And then you have to solve a little bit of a mystery, but you can solve it many different times, many different ways.
Mm. Okay, that's fine.
But it's so fun. You're basically like policing this forum and it's a lot of fun, not a joke.
Are you prepared?
I really, really think this game is fun.
I'll add it to my wish list.
Mm-hmm.
When I typed up devs, Hypno, I got a lot of other stuff too.
What'd you get?
I got Hypnotic Idol and My Hypnotized Family episode 1.
What?
And Hypnosis Card 2 and Hypnosis Card 1.
Wait, am I thinking, you didn't play Shibuya Scramble, right? Who am I thinking of that played Shibuya Scramble?
I think you're thinking of a mutual friend.
Oh, maybe that's why. Because I own Shibuya Scramble and I think it's because I saw somebody play it.
Is it on sale?
Let me check. Yeah. Oh, it's actually on 70% sale. So if you don't already own it.
Yeah.
I've heard really great things about this game.
Yeah, me too. I've always wanted to play it.
And it kind of has that FMV thing you were looking for, right?
I guess so. Yeah, it really does. Yippee!
It's not fully FMV, but it's yippee, but it's definitely, yeah.
Mm. I don't think I'll stream it, but I would play it for sure.
Yeah, you can also play it I think if I ever got to play Danganronpa, I would first of all buy it on handheld and I would probably play it privately.
Yeah.
I don't think I would play. Okay. Ooh. I'm sorry. I have to say this. I've not played this game, but I've watched 4 separate playthroughs of this game. AI, the Somnium Files.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It is 80% off. Y'all don't understand. Okay. I recently recommended this game to DK, who is one of the co-hosts of, the Adeptus Ridiculous podcast. And he's been DMing me with like where he is in the game and what's happening because it's that good. If you like visual novels, if you like mystery, if you like anime, may I please recommend this to you? You will love it.
I have only heard such good things about this game. And I think like from what I understand, the script is like really well done.
Insane.
as well. Like it's quirky and funny and like witty. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
The Zero Escape trilogy is 70% off.
Oh.
But sorry, go on. Yes.
Oh, chat.
It's really
I don't want to look them up. No, I said chat.
Chat.
Chat. Chat. Chat. Chat. Chat. Chat. Well, actually, anybody comment. I'm not going to look it up right now because I don't want to accidentally have something needed to be censored. Mm-hmm. But can you guys let me know like what visual novels are on sale? Like what stuff would you recommend? And 18 mm-hmm. plus is okay too.
Yeah, that's our girl.
Yeah.
And same thing for me. I guess if you could recommend me some fun games that you think I could enjoy, let me know. I do have a really big games list at the moment. And frankly, I kind of want to revisit older games. There is a game that I already own called Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, which is kind of like a Castlevania-esque game.
Yes, Bloodstained.
It's on super discount. Is it? And I really recommend it.
I don't think
it's like 70% off. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, it is. Oh my gosh, I'll add it to the cart. It has it has David Hayter in it.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, and so
you should get it.
Sounds just like Snake when he comes home.
You're so funny. Look so at her. Good. Look at her. Oh man, this was fun. I'm actually kind of surprised by how few games I have in my cart, but okay.
We also will get. I think it's easy, or rather, it's different from doing stuff on stream, because on stream mm-hmm. you're gonna get like we're gonna get recommendations and
you're gonna get a lot more yeah. you're gonna see so my current I have 9 games for $68.67 Canadian dollars.
Okay, I have
with my most expense
games.
I have 2 games at $20. Oh sorry, go on.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, 20 Canadian though. Ultra Kill and News Tower. Go on.
Oh, you added News Tower.
Oh, oopsies. Yeah, I did. I thought it was really nice.
No, it was cute. I have 12 in my cart. My mm-hmm. most expensive are 2 at 14. Well, I guess 1 at $14.99 USD. That's the Shibuya Scramble.
Mm-hmm. I already owned it, so.
Yeah. My total is $90.
Nice.
For 12 games?
That's really not that bad.
Yeah. And some of these are mm-hmm. like on really big sale.
I feel like, yeah, we got a lot of games for $2 and $3 and all that stuff. And I have a Steam account older than this Steam account, mm-hmm. but I think this Steam account is 12 or plus years old. So the amount of Steam sales and games I have.
Yeah.
How many games? I want to check how you can check how many games you have on Steam.
I'm going to turn off my window capture.
Yeah, me too.
And go back to the middle.
Me too. Oh my God. I can't believe. Okay, time flew by really quickly. I just looked at the time.
I know, me too.
And I still know we want to talk about a few things.
Yeah.
We apologize already to Jun because you had a little fun trip.
I did.
And I was sick. We're recording this. Just so we're clear, it's Sunday, 1 a.m.
Yes.
And this podcast goes live
at Monday, 3 p.m.
EST. 3 p.m. So Jun is going to have a, and we love you.
Yeah, we can make it a little shorter too then because.
True. Yeah. Do you want to give us just a little quick taste of what were you doing? Where were you?
So,
what happened?
Oh my gosh. So.
My girly.
I went on a trip last week. It was an extremely fast trip. It was a mm-hmm. 3-day thing. I was basically invited to a maid cafe.
Oh my God. That's your dream. That's your dream.
I know, right? I know. And so I went as an influencer.
Oh, and oh my God. Babies influencing.
No. I will be putting out my very first vlog of it.
Oh my God. Please, when it comes out, y'all better go thumbs up, comment, like, tweet, watch everything.
Please.
So she could get invited to more and she can be a influencer.
Sign me up.
Derogatory.
I'm like, you can't see, but I'm pushing my hair behind my ears.
Oh my God, I'm an influencer. Oh my God, you're an influencer.
I'm
so proud of you.
Yeah, it was really fun. I can't wait to like share all about it in the video because like it was just so authentic. And also I flew from the East Coast to California for a single day.
Hey, if that is not the most, I'm so sorry, influencer thing you've ever done, that's crazy.
I think it's not an influencer thing. I think it's a maid cafe thing.
know, but isn't that cool? Like, you got invited to go to a maid cafe as a, you know, to make a YouTube video and all that kind of stuff for it. That's so cool.
I mean, and for anybody. By the way,
you didn't send me any pictures.
Well, you'll have to watch the video.
You jerk.
For anybody listening, though, I was invited, but they did not pay for my flight or hotel or anything like that. So it will not be a sponsored video. It will be. What did you think?
Okay, never mind. Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
You know what? You're invited to my birthday, except you have to buy. Okay, I guess. Bad example. I thought they, you know, like, wow.
No. Okay. No, I decided to go because I wanted to support it, and two, just wanted to experience it because it's kind of rare to have those types of events in the United States or in North America in general. So, you know, maybe people will be like, wow, what a dummy. But,
you know, no.
For me,
this is your passion and your love.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I went.
You know what, though? You'll give them more info when the vlog comes out.
When the vlog comes out, and it's my first vlog, meaning there may be more.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for all the vlogs that are going to come out.
Yeah, I only have one other planned, but, you know, eventually there will be.
We'll get there. More. We'll get there. Mm-hmm. I do have a slight update. Our next episode is the Warhammer episode. Get ready. And then probably a few episodes after that will be like either Metal Gear Con or Metal Gear episode, right? Even though I have posted it on Twitter, I won't be going to Metal Gear Con. I know. We can still talk about it because I have been to the previous one.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, I played two of the games. Yeah. I know a little bit of it. I'm sorry, baby.
What if you play the third game by the con? Then you'll know so much more information.
I know. But I can't.
You could. You just don't want to.
Stop. Don't say that. They're going to all run with that. Be like, I basically, like, the TLDR is, yeah, technically, I could technically try to finish all the Metal Gears if I streamed 12 hours a day and rushed the game. I could. But this is my Stinky GF's favorite franchise. I want to savor it.
It is my favorite franchise.
Oh, she admitted it. You're like, no, I'm just saying it's my favorite franchise. Yeah, it's nothing just to do my with your favorite,
but yeah, of course, yeah. You created that. You said that.
I you know, and also this was something, you know, we talked about it, you and I, but I just, after being sick, I don't want to come in and like rush into something and feel like I just kind of want to take things slow. I want to kind of get back into stuff at my own pace and my own rhythm, and I'll get there.
Nah. I mean, are coming back from not only just a trip, but also being so sick. And so,
I mean, you heard me on the last few podcasts, right? Or even on streams. The amount of coughing I was doing was crazy.
I know. You sounded awful.
And it would get worse at night. I couldn't get a full night's sleep. I know. But hey,
I mean, you always sound very awful, few. But...
I love you too, baby. And with that, I think we could wrap it up here. I think we have a nice little episode for everybody.
I think so too.
Patrons. You're very cute.
Thank you guys. Thank you all the patrons. Thank you to the patrons.
And thank you to you as well for listening from home. Patron or not, we appreciate you, whether for a month, whether forever, whether never. Thank you.
Never?
Like, even if you never Patreon.
Oh, of course.
We still love you and appreciate you.
I thought you meant if you never listen, if you don't even know about us.
Oh, yeah. If you never, if you don't know about us, you know, big love.
What are you doing?
Shout out to you.
Cheers.
Cheers. What would be, I guess, could you all please try to use the word stinky in the comments?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, the best part is you actually smell really nice.
Oh, wait. Why do you know that?
You left your body wash in Japan when you left. Also, I give you hugs. I know how you smell. You have like a little small body wash.
Stop sniffing me.
It's also perfect because when I give you a hug, I can sniff your hair.
Yeah. Stop.
You know when I put my head down because I'm sniffing your hair? I'm like,
why is it so weird?
It's not weird. Tall people, when you hug a short person and their head is like, and you put Don't your head down.
That. Don't answer that.
You can smell their scalp, right?
You can, do but you smell should it? You? You shouldn't.
You should smell good.
You can do that, maybe, but you shouldn't.
Well, I confess, I smell your hair every time.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You know, I used to use hair perfume.
You smell great. Oh, we actually, you got me to get this like little wand in Japan. It's almost like a mascara for your hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it keeps the flyaways. It smells so good.
So good. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So good. All the influencers have it. Yeah. It's definitely not stinky.
No, that's why I smell good because I use a hair wand.
I know. I smelled you.
Okay. Well, bye, thank everybody. You guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, bye.
And Hugs.
Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. Thanks for listening. See you guys later. Bye bye.